The spike in COVID-19 cases is leading to a big demand for testing. And in many cases, those tests are hard to come by. So new websites are showing up, and testing sites conducted out of tents and vans have been popping up in cities around the country. Some of them are run by private companies and are perfectly legit. Others, not so much. So you've got to take some caution. Jim Temer is president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Wisconsin. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here. How are you, Rob?
Pretty good. Well, before we get to these scams, Jim, we don't want to discourage people from getting tested. There are a lot of legitimate options out there, right?
Oh, you bet they are. And the best thing and the bottom line is make sure you're going to an authorized test site or health centers. You can visit your local health department if that's the county or the state, tribal, your own healthcare system. You know, give them a call. They may not be able to take you right away, but they might be able to direct you to the correct place. And we just heard, you know, hopefully that the peak is past for this, but we know that as long as COVID's going on, there are going to be scammers trying to take advantage of us. So we want to take care of ourselves. We want to take care of our health and take care of our wallets.
All right, now let's get to the scams. What kind of things are we seeing out there?
Well, there's two variations of this scam, really online and in person. And the online scam is you may get a text or an email or even a phone message directing you to a website where you can make an appointment to go in and get tested. So they ask for your personal information, your insurance, your medical information, maybe a credit card, because they say there's a small processing fee. So on the day of the appointment, you go where they told you to go. It might be a well-known pharmacy. It might be a healthcare location, and they have no record of it. It was just someone out there fishing, trying to get your personal information, credit card, insurance, anything that they can about you. And you're out of luck because you gave them that. Who knows what they're going to do with it down the line? It's not going to be anything good. And you don't get a test. The other thing we're finding are some of these pop-up sites. And you're right, not all of them are scams. Not all of them are phony. But we just tell people, please be aware and have a grain of salt. We've had reports that you'll make an appointment or you'll just walk in and they'll take a swab and they'll ask again for all sorts of personal information. And the next thing you know, they'll say, well, we'll get back to you in 24 hours. And we've had people say it's been 2-3 weeks and they haven't received any results. And the company is still there. The business is still there doing COVID tests. So will they ever get results? Is this personal information being safeguarded? Is it being used correctly? Or is it a big scam?
So what are some of the red flags of the kind of information they're asking for us to get that test that I think in most cases is supposed to be free, right?
Right. It's free. You should just be able to walk in. Now, you have to be leery, you know, if they're asking for, right, they may say, well, there's some processing fee. There shouldn't be. If they ask for any kind of payment, any kind of credit card to hold something, even if nothing will be charged, it's a red flag. You know, they don't need to have your social security number. Do they need your address? Maybe, but you can ask what they're doing with that information. Also, kind of be aware if you walk into a place and you notice the staff isn't, you know, gowned and masked up properly, another red flag. If it doesn't appear to be a healthcare facility and you know what they're like, you know, these places are clean. They try their best. Our healthcare workers are usually gowned and masked. So you have to look out for what you're doing. Now, we understand the public demand for these tests is high, and there are tests more available now than, say, the last few weeks. But again, scammers through this whole pandemic have been taking advantage of people because they play off of our emotion. So when you're worried, you're upset, you don't know what's going on, you want that test so bad, boy, you will pay for it or you will go anywhere for it. And when people start acting emotionally instead of thinking logically, that's when they get ripped off.
I want to go back online with you now. Scammers are pretty good at making their website look like it might be an official website. One case in point, you know, there is a legit U.S. Postal Service thing where you can go get some free COVID tests mailed to you. Apparently, there are some scams where you get, again, that text or email or whatever that refers you to a site. They've spoofed the USPS logo. How do we figure out that that's not the real deal?
Yep. Well, first of all, it's odd that, the Postal Service or most healthcare organizations, without your knowledge or approval, will not be sending you texts or emails telling you to do stuff. So if you get something out of the blue from someone that you aren't associated with, that also is a red flag. And when you go visit a website, if it's USPS, the United States Post Office, anything governmental will end in .gov. If it ends in .com, it's not officially government. Healthcare things, those will end in .com, but you want to make sure they're spelled right and they're secure. When you look up in the URL, the address line, for it to be secure, there's either going to be a little padlock logo or it will start with HTTPS, and that S means secure. So if you put any personal information in there, it will be, it will be secure. Also, these pop-up websites, one problem are they're so hard to hunt down, and this goes for all e-commerce, is a website will come up for 2 weeks, it'll go down, it'll come up with a slightly different name, it'll come down, it'll come up somewhere else. So all the information that has gone in there, you can't follow up on it. If you're, you know, looking at things, you want to look at the About Us section. You know, do they have anything in there? Do they have a physical location? Do they have people you can actually contact on the phone if you have problems? Remember, this is something where not only you're going to not get the health information you need, but when you're giving out all your personal information, you're setting yourself up for identity theft and who knows how much money you could lose.
If we encounter a site, either a website or one of these pop-up sites, and we think, wow, this doesn't look legit to me, A, obviously don't give them your information, but B, where can we report this kind of thing?
Well, we are collecting that information at the BBB. I go to BBB, you can go on our scam tracker, you can report it. You can just give us a call or an email and report it. And we share that with law enforcement agencies. Now, this is so new. Again, this has only been going on for the past, not even month, just a couple of weeks, that we've been working across the country. We got BBBs all over and compiling all our information. And actually, we're finding a lot of these places are tied together and they're operating out of Chicago. Now, we're just beginning this investigation stage. And as I said, we share this with the Federal Trade Commission, FBI, anyone else. So if you do have a problem, you do think that you've been scammed, or you stopped because it was a potential scam, let us know. All that information, or if you get a text or a phone call, the phone numbers, even though that stuff changes, anything we can get is beneficial. It's kind of a crowdsourcing way for us to defeat these scammers.
Jim, thanks for joining us again.
Always my pleasure. Stay warm.
You too. That's Jim Temer, President and CEO at the Better Business Bureau serving Wisconsin. We talked to him about a rise of fake COVID-19 testing operations. We've got some tips on how to avoid being scammed. Find him at WPR.org/Central Time.